School PR professionals spend a few weeks a year participating in professional development and networking, if they're lucky. We use this time to connect through conversation and shared experiences. Conversation is one of the best parts of our jobs, but then we go back to our daily work and the time for connection begins to wear off.
Welcome to School PR Happy Hour. During our time together, our goal is to continue a sense of collaboration and shared conversation throughout the whole year.
We are a community of communicators that lean on each other in hard times and times of celebration and learn from each other regularly.
This podcast gives us the chance to get to know each other better by sharing our passions about furthering education one story at a time.
Whether you are listening on your morning commute or winding down after work, we are so glad you're here and look forward to learning alongside you today. Welcome back, School PR Happy Hour crew. I am Becca Latham, your co-host, and I am so excited to have a very special guest here with us today, my very own roommate, Miss Alex Fearless.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Alex. We're so excited to have you on the podcast. Just for everybody listening, Justin and I had talked about having on some different variety of guests this season. And, you guys have heard from different people like Chris Way, who is in a nonprofit and has moved on to a corporate position. You've also heard some different APR stuff, just some different topics. And at the other guest that we had thought would be really great to bring on for you all is a teacher. So we can learn from a teacher's perspective and hear their point of view. We're all in education for a reason, and our teachers are some of the people who work closest with our students day in and day out. And we just thought it would be a great perspective to bring on a teacher so that we can all learn from her today.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. It's all just a fun conversation and just an opportunity for us to learn from you and hear about more about what you do and any other ways that we can all support one another in education. Wow, I'm really on a roll today. We're just going to roll with it.
Hi, this is Dr. Jill at Class Intercom, and we're honored to once again be the official sponsor of School PR Happy Hour. I spent 30 years in education as a teacher and administrator, so I know the challenges schools face when it comes to social media. Class Intercom makes approvals, moderation, analytics, and archival easy. With our support, schools and districts are able to champion student voice and tell impactful stories that engage their communities. To learn more, contact me or the rest of our team at classintercom.com.
Alex, can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, things like what you studied in school, what you do currently, and we'll just kick it off there.
So I am a third grade teacher currently in Illinois, and I have taught, I think it's been 11 years now, almost 12, which mm-hmm. is crazy. I feel super old. and I've taught 5th, 6th split. I've taught 3rd grade, 4th grade, and 5th grade. So I've kind of had like most of the majority of the higher levels of the grades. I actually went to the University of Iowa, which has an awesome education program. And I'm a big, huge Hawkeye fan. So go Hawks. Oh, and I do have the cutest mini Bernie Doodles. Name's Apollo. No shocker, I'm Greek, so I had to name him after a Greek god. But
of course,
we love him.
We do love him. As the third roommate in this trio, me, Alex, and Apollo, I can agree. We do love him. Oh, he just looked over here when we were talking about him.
Yeah, I apologize if he barks.
All good. And can you tell us just for fun, just an interesting fact about you?
Ooh, I used to sing. I was like very into theater.
She still does.
I mean, I sing, but not as professionally as I used to be. But I thought I was so good. Like, I thought like I was the next Kelly Clarkson. So naturally, I tried out for American Idol when I was 19. So that's my fun fact. They basically heard me sing. I sang Hero by Mariah Carey. Tough song.
Yeah. Mariah Carey song.
And I basically was like, they like listened to me and then they were like, okay, thanks. And I was devastated because I was like, I'm sorry, I'm the next Kelly Clarkson. So
I think you're a great singer.
Thanks.
So I think that's my opinion's probably all that matters.
It's really all
in this circumstance. Fabulous. So as we talked about, we're all here in education. We all support students and staff in different ways, but I think all of us have felt that education has changed a little bit over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in some circumstances it has become a little bit more difficult, you know, from when we're a similar age. So from when we've even started in education, but certainly in the more recent years. So Alex, can you share with us one challenge that you've experienced recently in education?
I mean, I feel like there's like two really. I mean, ever since the pandemic, one of the main changes is that students have a lot more social and emotional needs, you know, which is really like what we try to focus on a lot in the classroom. So a lot of teachers have, you know, had to do a lot of PD to learn more about how they can include social emotional in there, because if kids are not able to learn, you know, emotionally, then they're not going to grow. So it's super, super important that, you know, we are focusing on that SEL and that diverse population of kids. Sorry. And then I guess another thing too is like a lot of districts and a lot of different schools have kind of moved to this like full inclusion of all students. And, you know, it's, I totally support it. And I think it's wonderful and great. And, you know, kids are, you know, are successful. But one of the things that are happening is, you know, that there's sub shortages and it's really hard to hire associates. Mm-hmm. And so those kids are just like getting the support that they need. Mm-hmm. So kind of just like the balancing of SEL and just diverse needs is pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think to that point, we've seen nationally just a hiring crisis, really, mm-hmm. of not being able to hire all of the positions we need. We've talked about before on this podcast some of the hiring efforts that people have gone through just to try to get people in for an interview, to try to get people to the district to learn more about what they can do. So we've seen just a lot of different positions and there's a lot of different needs, whether it be transportation. You had mentioned associates, or some people call them assistants or paraprofessionals, and substitutes. I know in my district, we struggle with getting substitutes, and then that in turn has an impact on the opportunities that we have to be able to provide professional development.
And for our, my district too, a lot of the times they are pulling associates mm-hmm. to fill those sub positions. And then those associates who have these awesome minutes with these great small groups that are, you know, supposed to help these kids improve, like they don't get the opportunity to do that. Yeah. So the sub shortage is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's, like I said, something we've heard from a lot of different districts, and not just here in Illinois, but mm-hmm. nationally as well. So if you hadn't listened to, a little plug for the episode that we talked about staffing efforts, we had Jacqueline on, and she had talked a lot about how their Gold Medallion Award winning project helps them to get a bunch of new hires in their district. So you can check that out when you have a chance. So on the flip side of that, we're going to make it more positive now. What is your favorite thing about teaching?
I mean, there's so many things, but I think the main thing is just like building relationships. Like I am so in love with my class, like, and just getting to know them as their little people, and not even just them, but their parents too. Their parents are such a huge part of their, you know, education experience. And I try to get them into the classroom as much as I can. We do like math centers. We do like a lot of inquiry-based things. And parents come in and we celebrate our writing together, and parents just love being there and just like forming those connections with the kids and their parents is, I mean, I'm just like a social person. Like I just like anybody that I can just like befriend is awesome. And these little kids have just so much to offer, and they're just fun to connect with.
Yeah. And I will say, Alex is one of those teachers. I feel like every year she has kids come back because I live with her. So I know and I hear the stories about it. But every year she has kids who come back and want to see her. And I think that's just a big testament to the relationships that you build.
So. Thank you. I mean, when I had high schoolers come back recently, I was a little concerned for how long I've been teaching. So,
but again, a testament to the connections that you make and the community that you build.
It's the best part.
Yeah. So, cool. What is one of your favorite memories as a teacher? And I think I know the answer to this one.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. So earlier I was talking all about how I went to the University of Iowa. I'm a big, huge Hawkeye fan. Anybody who went to Iowa is like, you see them on the streets, you're like, go Hawks. And they're like, go Hawks. And everyone else rolls their eyes at us because they think we're crazy. But on the first day of school, one of the biggest things that you do is you like try and tell your class by yourself. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I was telling them like, oh, I have a dog. I love Lake Geneva. And, you know, I'm a big Iowa Hawkeye fan. I love the Hawkeyes. The Hawkeyes are the best. Hawkeyes, Hawkeyes, Hawkeyes. And I didn't like think anything of it. And I went home next day, came back. I like had like this packet that I had all the kids start like filling things out. And it was like, one of the questions was like, what's one memory of your teacher on the first day of school? And I'm like walking around, like still trying to get to know these kids. And this little girl had written, you know, one thing that surprised me about my teacher was that she loves the hot guys. And I literally was like, oh my God. I was like, hold on, I did not say that. She was like, yes, Miss V, you said it a million times yesterday that you love the hot guys. And I was like, oh my God, no, the Hawkeyes, like, no. So I was mortified because I was like, God bless, that child went home and like told her mom, like, my teacher loves the Hawkeyes.
She said it on the first day of school.
I mean, multiple times too, like this little girl. It's wild, the things that come out of babes' mouths.
I do love that story so much, though.
I mean, it's mortifying. I do tell all my parents, though. Like, yeah. That's, like, my introduction, like, when I, like, get to know them. And they either love it or they're like, you do love the hot guys. And I'm like, okay, not
It is funny, though, because you're a young teacher. Yeah. And so, you know, the student probably went home and the mom was probably like, I mean, I guess.
I hope so. I did not call that parent. I was like, do I call them and clarify? And I was like, I'm just going to leave this one alone.
They do say the darndest things.
They really do. But that's what makes teaching fun, too.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you how many times in a day that I'll say something. And then kids are like, they like look at me and they just make me laugh. And I have to like turn around because it's like inappropriate for me to be laughing. Constantly.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So to kind of gear towards some of our audience, because I know majority of our audience is school communication professionals, I did have a couple of questions for you in that regard.
Okay.
So the first one is, what is one way your school administration can help support their staff?
I mean, I'm the type of teacher, and I know most teachers in the education world really thrive off of feedback and really thrive off of like conversation on how to get better. I mean, like, we are all educators trying to educate ourselves to always do the best for our kids. So I just think like maybe like one of the biggest things is just being present in our classrooms, because the more they're present, the more they can see what's going on, the more they can offer us constructive criticism or feedback or whatever, and we can just constantly be improving, you know, or like they can give us advice when they see how we interact with kids or whatnot. But I just really appreciate them being in the classroom and being present in the building. Love it.
Hi friends, this is Kara Zachney and I'm a design specialist for CSO Communications. We are so excited to be a part of the School PR Happy Hour family, and we hope you learn as much from this show as we do. My role at CSO is to help our clients with their visual presence. It doesn't matter if we're working on a print mailer for an enrollment marketing campaign, custom animations for a referendum video, elements to help your website pop, or even creating a completely new visual brand for your favorite school PR podcast. We love working through the creative process and making your brand stand out. We have a talented team of creative pros who are eager to walk alongside you and help you in any way possible. At CISO Communications, we partner with districts to think about their communications strategically. If your school or district is interested in learning more about how we can work together, we would love to connect with you. CISO Communications is a division of CISO, which stands for Center for Effective School Operations, which also supports schools with transportation, HR, finance, and technology. Visit thecso.com and connect with us today, and be sure to follow us on our social channels at CISOComs. Let us help you rethink possible.
And I can't believe I didn't start this off at the very beginning, but small world. So Alex is my roommate, but she also works in Kathy Kadigian's district.
Yes.
And so on that note, we're not calling out Kathy, shout out to Kathy.
Love her.
What is one way that your district office staff can support staff in the schools?
I mean, I also think, like, I know I answered this before, but, like, also to be present. Mm-hmm. Like, it's super important that they are, like, having a pulse on what's going on in their district. But then also, like, you know, just giving that positive reinforcement, like, that we all teachers need, that we're doing the right things and that, you know, we're, you know, being successful and that kind of stuff. One of the things that Kathy does, mm-hmm. too, for us is we have a wellness like month, like every trimester, where the wellness warriors, who there's like one from every single school, mm-hmm. kind of sends out these like wellness bingo boards that allows teachers to focus on their mental health, focus on their physical health, and kind of like do it together. And Kathy is just so like warm and fun, and like all her emails are just like, you know, exactly what teachers need, like on a bad day maybe. Mm-hmm. And then like to do this on top of it and like have fun prizes, you know, like she's present. She's so present like online that mm-hmm. it's like that's part of what helps like with our mental health and like just like gets us through.
Yeah. And I love that you guys have your wellness warriors and all of your wellness initiatives. I know that was something I had reached out to. Also, Melanie works in District 34 too. Hi, Melanie.
Yay, Melanie.
And she always, because I'll say, oh, yeah, I stole that idea from Kathy and Melanie. And Melanie always says that I admired and acquired it, which I like better. So I know one of the things that I admired and acquired from with your wellness initiatives was your bingo, because yeah. I just thought it was a great way to be able to put out different activities or really just ideas for staff. And I've had really great success. Like, we'll put them out every once in a while. A lot of times we'll do like, oh, we're going on break. Here's mm-hmm. a bingo that you can do to focus on your wellness over break. And the staff who respond back to me with their filled out bingo are always so excited and like, you know, that people I don't even really know, they might respond and they'll say, thank you so much for putting this out there. It really mm-hmm. helped me to focus on it. So I love that your district is putting such an effort on wellness and making sure that they are doing things to support staff too, because I, you know, as we touched on at the very beginning, education is changing and it has become a little bit more challenging in different ways. And I think at the end of the day, we're all just humans trying to be in education and support student learning. And wherever, you know, people within the district office and school administration can support our teachers, I just think it's one of the most important things about our jobs that we get to do.
Well, and I also think that like something as simple as like a wellness bingo and like it just brings everyone together. Like I'm always with my third grade team, but being the wellness warrior of Hoffman, I was interacting with literally all the fourth grade teachers, all the fifth grade teachers, the PE teachers, like it was everyone. And so it just kind of, I don't know, brings everyone together. Like you forget that it's not just you alone on an island in third grade. It's this whole school that's there to support you. So
yeah,
something as simple as that just makes people feel good. So, and thank you, Melanie. I know that I gave all the credit to Kathy, but it's both of you. Sorry.
We love you both.
Yes.
And so on that note, if there was anything or one thing that you could say to your administration, what would it be?
I think one of the things that I appreciate in my district and that I hope all admin do is just truly trust their teachers. We're in it. We're in the trenches. We know our kids better than anyone. We know our parents better than everyone. We know what's going on in their household. We know how kids interact with each other and what we think is going to be best for the classroom. And just like to trust and support us is just the most, like, it's the number one thing that we could ask for. So I would just say trust and, you know, making sure that just like we would reach out to anyone else and make sure that they're like our class, our kids, our parents are like doing well, that they're like reaching out to us and making sure that we're doing well too. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything that they can take off our plates, like that they can.
Yeah.
Just kind of just be that lifeline, that support system.
Yeah. And I think that's such a good point because trust, you know, trust is such an important thing, I think, in any role in education.
Yeah.
You know, the teachers need the administration to trust them. The teachers need trust from the parents mm-hmm. that they're taking care of their children.
Yeah.
The students need to trust their teachers that they are going to keep them safe and educated.
Yeah.
And then even all the way up to, you know, other positions within a district, right? The parents need to trust our bus drivers that they'll get the kids to school safely. Yeah. In our roles in school communication, we also need to build a lot of trust and whether it be with our staff so that they feel and understand that we are giving them timely and accurate information, or within the community. I know a couple of years back now, feels like it was yesterday, my district went out for a referendum, and you have to be able to have that trust already built to be able to then go out to referendums so that the community then understands what you're going to be spending your money on, but then also trust that you're going to be doing the things that you said you're going to do. So I think that's such a big thing. And I think it's so important, not only from administration to teachers, but throughout all districts in every position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And like trust within like, I mean, just trust within everything. You said them all already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
a lot of trust needed.
Yep. And that's not always easy too. But like, yeah. That's kind of like why I think the presence in buildings are so important, because when you are in the buildings and you're seeing it and you're in it, like then it's easier to trust because you know mm-hmm. what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I hear you there. And we had one final question for you, and it's a question we ask on every episode. So can you please share with us an educator who made an impact in your life?
Okay. I mean, I had a lot, actually. Like, I could think of probably one in elementary. I could think of one in high school. I could probably think of one in college or two or three. But I think one of the ones that I cared a lot about was like my fifth and sixth grade teacher. Her name was Miss Cooper. So shout out to you, Miss Cooper. Mm-hmm. She, I like, shockingly enough, anyone who knows me, if I say that I was really shy and I like didn't talk much in elementary school, like everybody's like, that's not possible.
Would not believe it.
Yeah, no. Because I'm pretty loud and
outgoing.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah. and in when I was younger, I just like it was hard for me. Like I was just pretty quiet and in my box. And I always feel bad when I do parent teacher conferences with these kids because I never want to be like, your kid's not participating and they're not, because like I was that kid. And so, anyways, long story short, she just was like the first teacher that was like, dude, be you. Like you can talk out in class and you're not going to get in trouble. And so when I started to get less shy and like make better connections with kids, she was like always very like, I don't know, just encouraging of like an outgoing personality. And I just think she made me who I am today almost. Like mm-hmm. That was like my butterfly moment. And she just kind of gave me the confidence to be who I wanted to be. So
I'd say her. I love it. That's honestly one of my favorite questions, and I think I've said it before on one of our episodes, but every time we get that question, not that I need reminding, but I'm reminded of how impactful even one sentence or one thing that somebody can do when they're interacting with these students. You know, we've had multiple people who have said, hey, I had one teacher that said I would be good at writing and I went into that career.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so, it's not lost on me, I guess I should say, that the education field, especially our teachers, are so important and so impactful in these students' lives. And so I love that question. I love all your answers that you gave us here today.
Oh, thanks. I'm a little nervous.
You don't have to, I told you you didn't have to be nervous.
But one of the things, actually, before you wrap this up,
okay.
One of the things that I did want to touch on was you were saying, like, the things that teachers say are impactful. Like, I know all teachers out there know the 3-to-1 ratio, which is like 3 positive interactions to 1 more negative or corrective interaction. And like, especially those kids that are maybe struggling with SEL or struggling like academically or just maybe have a bad home life, or those kids need 7-to-1 positive interactions. Mm-hmm. So it's like just a reminder to all our teachers, all our educators, all our admin, all our everyone that, yeah, these positive interactions are like number one most important, hands down, best thing that teachers can do. So,
yeah. And on that note, it kind of makes me think, because I've heard the 3-to-1 ratio, I didn't hear the 7-to-1 ratio.
I might be wrong. I know it's 7-to-1 or 7-to-2, but it's higher for kids that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like that's something that we can take even at the administrative level, right? I mean, as we're reaching out to our staff and our families, you know, we should continue to be sharing more positive or praise or celebrations than we are, obviously.
A positive interactions, even just like a high five, a smile, just like, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
You know, like that's the craziest part is sometimes just adults just walk right past kids. And so they're getting used to like just being not ignored, but just like, oh, I'm in school and whatever. But it's like those positive interactions, like even a smile.
Yeah.
That kid could be having the worst day and that one smile.
Yeah.
Or that one high five or you can do it is just like more than enough for them. So
yeah.
Just something to think about.
And that too, I feel like. Like the impact of an adult walking past a child and not saying hi, I feel like comparing that to an interaction where they're giving a kid a high five or even just saying hi, I feel like it's so disparative of like how impactful it can be. Mm-hmm. So like there's, you know, just those small interactions to your point have such a big impact.
Huge. So. Yeah.
Awesome. Anyways. Was there anything else that you wanted to say?
I don't know. You made me just think of that last little tidbit. So sorry I took you on a little tangent.
I loved it. It was great.
Good. I'm glad.
I love
it. I appreciate you having me on. This was fun.
I told you it would be fun.
I was a little nervous. I'm not like the most eloquent speaker, but I do my best.
You were a great speaker. You're a great teacher. You're a great roommate and friend.
Oh my God.
So thank you for coming.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So fun.
So fun.
You know, speaking of school PR happy hour, we're going to go have some wine now. I hope you all are enjoying spring break if you're having it or getting back from it. I hope you had a great, restful spring break. Mm-hmm. I hope that you all had some time to spend with your loved ones and focus on your own wellness a little bit. As a reminder, we're always looking out for opportunities to bring in new speakers, talk about different topics. So if you have any ideas for us, please feel free to slide into our DMs on social media. We'd love to hear from you, or if you have any feedback on how the season's going, please let us know. We always like to hear from you all. And on that note, let's go out there and be a little better at our jobs every day. Bye, y'all.
Bye.